Hare Krishna. It's been an eventful weekend, in fact, previous week as well. And things are starting to warm up, not just temperature-wise, but as we're getting close to Namhata camp, 3 days preceding Janmashtami and Janmashtami, and then Vyas Puja, and then after that I'm leaving for the UK, London, for the second Janmashtami celebration, meaning on the Sunday of the 1st. So things are in full swing and things are moving in that direction. And we had some very nice programs going on here, aside from our regular visits, tourist visits, and weather has been very, very nice, not too hot, although today, yesterday was quite warm, and today we're expecting a little more of the same. So a lot of our regular guests, but over the weekend and days leading up to it, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we had members of our college, our Bhakti College in Budapest, Theological College, and those who are participating in a correspondence course come and spend 4 days, or it may have been five, doing parikrama of New Vrajadham. And it's very interesting because many of these devotees have not been to New Vrajadham before, and they learn and they follow through email the courses that they're studying, and they come regularly to get personal training to the college. But it's not that they've been to morning programs or resided in the temple. So here they were living in our guest facilities and coming to the morning program, listening to class, and then spending the day, morning and afternoon sessions, two sessions a day, going around to different holy places of New Vrajadham and hearing the pastimes that took place there. And did they like it? Yeah, they were over the moon, just hearing Krishna Leela, the effect of the Dham, the experience of living with Vaishnavas, of seeing Radhe Shyam multiple times a day, participating in kirtan. It was very moving, so much so that some of them were complaining, why aren't we staying for a whole week? Why is this less than that? And yes, they liked it. They liked the wonderful experience of being in New Vrajadham. And of course, they're not the only people who become very much influenced and affected by the presence of the Dham. They can feel there's something here. And of course, that something is someone, Radhe Shyam, are here. And because they're here, also their abode is also here. And different people may translate it in different ways. Someone may say, oh, it's such a peaceful atmosphere, and others, usually that's the term that they use. But some people say it's a very spiritual atmosphere. So it's very, very rewarding to see how people respond to visits to New Vrajadham, especially when they, even though new devotees, when they enter into the mysteries of the Dham and also the pastimes of the Lord. And then concurrent with that, well, starting a lot longer over the last 7 weeks, we were running a bhakta program, and devotees who want to get training in Krishna consciousness, and particularly who are aiming to become full-time devotees, they come here, and they were getting formal training in philosophy and the life of Krishna consciousness, the ethics and values of what it means to be a devotee, and of course getting up for Mangal Arati and going through the whole morning program. So Sunday, when Rupa Goswami's disappearance festival was, that's when they also received their diplomas. Out of the eight devotees, six of them are remaining to be full-timers and going out on Sankirtan on book distribution. That's what we want devotees to get their primary experience in Krishna consciousness, the nature of the missionary activity of Krishna consciousness, and the most important aspect of our missionary activity, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Both of these groups, I had the opportunity to give some time to, give some classes. I wish I would have had more time, and that's my plan for the future, to be able to give guests, devotees, more time for and less time. Because I'll save time, or I was going to say less time for management and so on. Yes, hand over the management to others and be able to give more time and energy to the devotees in a non-managerial capacity, a non-managerial role, not as a GBC, but as just a sannyasi, as a preacher. So it was very... it was very nice, and it's been very rewarding to see that our efforts in preaching in Budapest, or just letting Krishna consciousness be known through our different centers, that people are still coming and joining, and that they're understanding that, yes, there's a real life here, and there's a real alternative to the type of lifestyle that's been proposed to them through however many years they've been living in Hungary, in schools, or from their families, or from the world around them. There's an alternative life, and that alternative life is to give Krishna consciousness to others. Practice Krishna consciousness full-time and make your, well, profession isn't necessarily the right word, but make your life, dedicate yourself not to engineering or being a lawyer or a doctor or so many other things, but be a doctor of people's souls and give others Krishna consciousness. Yes, that's a real... a real alternative. And of course, as the economic situation in the world deteriorates, what to speak of the political situation, and previously devotees here in Hungary, sometimes when people here in Hungary weren't satisfied with the lifestyle, and it certainly doesn't match that of Western Europe, or to speak of America or Canada, then they would go out to those places to sort of make a living. Very often their vision was, we'll go out there and make a lot of money and then come back and build a house, but they don't usually take into consideration that while they may be making a lot of money, it also costs them a lot more to live out there. Amongst devotees who have tried this process, very few have been really successful in achieving their goal of just making a quick fortune and then being able to retire to Krishna consciousness. But the point that I was making is that this concept of going to the West to make your fortune, be it by devotees or non-devotees, is no longer viable. First of all, the West is becoming more and more reluctant of having non-indigenous workers coming because their unemployment rates are going up and up, and they're less and less inclined to have other people take away those types of jobs which locals could be doing as well. And the situation isn't as good there either as well. It's not that easy anymore to get jobs. Or often when people go, excuse me, not devotees, they find they're offered really demeaning types of work. In other words, that ultimately people really need to solve their problems wherever they are, and there's no grass on the other side of the road, no green grass on the other side of the road. But rather, that the world is reaping the benefits of its karma, of its ill deeds, which means that maintenance in life becomes more and more difficult. And in view of all of these things, then it becomes easier to convince people that the material world is not such a good place. Krishna says, Artha Jignasur, Artha Tigyani. These four types of people come to him. If all the people who were contacting were Gyanis and were real thinkers, then it would be much easier to convince them of Krishna consciousness and to convince them of a life of preaching and giving, doing good to others, and devotional service to others. But very often people are very much into economic development, trying to have a life of enjoyment, which they often see portrayed in television and movies, and a false life, a life which belongs to a real elite, but still everyone thinks, well, many people think that they can also achieve that. And then for them, without having a real deep understanding of Krishna consciousness, to just convince them that no, actually that system's not going to work, not going to fall apart, is much more difficult. And Krishna says, Tesham Gyani Nitya Yuktam, even if one can convince someone that Armageddon is just about around the corner, but still, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to stay in devotional activity. Everyone has to come to the platform. Tesham Gyani Nitya Yuktam. They need to come to the platform of Gyani. Not Gyani in terms of a mental speculator, but Gyani in terms of someone who has transcendental knowledge and understands the real nature of pure devotional service and is in Krishna consciousness because they realize from an intellectual and philosophical point of view that yes, this is the best thing I can do. This is the life for me. But and that's why we have this 7-week training course where devotees really learn the basics and go well into the philosophy. So that when they really say, yes, I would like to become a full-time devotee, we know that, well, at least they really understood some of these basics, and this isn't happening on some sentiment or because they have nothing else, nowhere else to sleep, nowhere else to lay their heads. Anyway, these have been some of the good preaching activities taking place here in New Vajradam over the recent times, and looking forward to seeing a lot of devotees come to visit for Janmashtami, particularly, of course, aside from Hungary, the countries surrounding Hungary, Serbia, Bosnia, and Croatia, and many devotees come to get Radhe Shyam's darshan. So we're looking forward to hosting them and seeing them, and Hare Krishna.